these plans are in now. What are some of the highlights of these that you've seen?
Well, I think some of the highlights is the seriousness with which the agencies have linked their strategies to their overall human capital strategies. And so unlike things in the past where people just, you know, would say, well, we're going to do this and not really have a clear strategy on how they were going to achieve it. I think agencies for the first time are really looking at their hiring plans, their outreach, their recruitment strategies, and building in how they're going to increase their hiring of people with disabilities. In addition, they're looking at not only is important to get people in the door, but what are we going to do about keeping them there? How are we going to make sure that we're developing, training, promoting, and keeping people with disabilities there as well?
It's interesting that you say that, because I bring that up in just about every conversation I have about the hiring process and all of that, is the retention piece
exactly.
of it. And sometimes people look at me like I'm from another planet, that the only thing about this or any HR issue that's important is we got to hire all these great people. That's very true. But keeping the ones that are good is critical, too. What are some of the good things that you saw about the retention piece in this?
Well, what we're seeing is that they're actually looking at making sure that they're working with people to get them the development that they need to not only progress in their career and in the overall agency, but I think for the first time trying to make sure that there's equal access to those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think traditionally, and I think this is society-wide, I don't think this is just the federal government, you know, there's when a sort of a new group comes into a workplace, there's some level of, well, you know, you're sort of lucky to be here, and that so we don't have to pay a lot of attention to the development piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're past that, and that's great. And so what I've seen agencies and some of their plans really looking at some of the making sure that they have unique opportunities to training in details, things like that, that will help them develop.
You mentioned that this is for the first time a definable codification of exactly what agencies plan to do. I imagine some of that comes with numbers. Talk about where we're starting today in government and where your goal is to get to as far as having people with disabilities in government.
Well, right now, I think we know that the situation is, you know, people with disabilities overall make up about 5% of the federal workforce, and that people with targeted disabilities are the most severe disabilities. They actually make up a much lower percentage, and I think it's at 1%. And there's only a couple of agencies that are even at the 2% level. So, agencies overall are looking at, again, their own strategic hiring plan and linking, and I think this is important, and linking what they're going to do to their own strategy. It's going to be our responsibility here at OPM, OMB, and the White House to look at how to roll that up into the overall plan and see that we're achieving what the executive order called for, which was increasing the goal of hiring 100,000 more people with disabilities into the federal government. So while we didn't dictate, and the president didn't dictate, a percentage within the executive order, it was important that agencies have the opportunity to link it to what they're going to do.
As you move forward with this, talk about where you want to see this go. Talk about how easily you think it will be for the agencies to execute these plans.
Well, a lot of this is going to depend on, you know, the agency's budget and how much hiring that they're going to do. But no matter how that plays out, if agencies are doing any hiring at all, they have an obligation to make sure that some of that includes people with disabilities. And so I actually am very hopeful. I think it's going to be very successful. And we're trying to actually give agencies some of the tools they need to make sure that they have access to people with disabilities, and that if they don't you know, for some reason know how to recruit and hire them, we're going to help them do it. And so a couple of things that we've done, and the Chief Human Capital Officer Council plays a key role in this. They told us that if we could help them develop a list already of Schedule A eligible applicants with disabilities, and some of them are veterans with disabilities, if we could actually provide them with that in positions that they know that that are cross-agency and that they're going to have to fill time and time again. So contract specialist, administrative clerk, positions, HR specialist, IT specialists, those types of folks. If we could give them people that are ready to go, that can fill those, for the most part, entry-level positions, that would really help them a lot. So we actually have contracted with a company that this is exactly what they do. They find jobs for people with disabilities. They're doing some of the outreach and recruitment and vetting of people, and we've developed a list that federal agencies have access to. And that's just one of the many tools. There are lots of other resources. The Voc Rehab system in this country, which is federally and state funded in every single state and territory, they too provide another mechanism by which you can reach out to those folks and make sure that you can have access to people with disabilities who are going through any type of vocational rehab and are looking for work. There's just a myriad of nonprofits and other folks across this country that provide similar services and can help link you to the disability community. We have an independent living community system in this country that's just amazing. They're in every single state and territory in the country, and they too provide another resource and an access point to people with disabilities who are looking for jobs.